and Julie descended the crumbling stone steps that lined the edge of the cliff.
Below them was the beach. In the distance, the sun was setting over the ocean. The waves sparkled like precious gems in the twilight.
It was not the couple's first visit to this beach. Frank and Julie had been here before. In fact, it was on this very beach that they met.
Julie had been on a girls' weekend away with her friends from college.
And Frank was on a boozy lad's trip to escape his new job.
That was 8 years ago now. 8 years that the couple wouldn't change for the world.
Frank and Julie continued their descent down the stone steps to the beach. Frank was getting worried. The sun was setting a lot quicker than he had anticipated. Frank took hold of Julie's hand and led her towards the beach. They arrived just as the sun was dipping its golden rays below the horizon. Shades of red, orange, and yellow bled together in the sky and washed the cliffs behind them with a gentle, golden glow.
Above them, the first few stars were beginning to come to life. They stopped for a moment to take in the scene.
Frank turned to face Julie, his eyes drinking her in. Her hair, her cheeks, her soft lips. He took her chin in his hand.
Julie smiled and looked away, suddenly feeling shy. Even after all these years, Frank still had the power to make her melt. Julie's gaze returned to Frank's face, their eyes meeting. She gently bit her bottom lip, something she knew Frank found irresistible. Julie shot him one of her mischievous grins and suggested they take a walk. The beach was deserted now, not a footprint to be seen. The sand, almost white, was still warm from the sun. They headed towards an isolated cove.
When they arrived, Frank arranged the beach towel on the soft sand.
The couple sat close together, almost shoulder to shoulder, admiring the final moments of the sunset. The pale moon was visible now. Countless stars peppered the sky.
Frank asked Julie if she remembered their last visit to this beach. It may have been 8 years ago, but his memories were as clear as if it happened yesterday.
Julie remembered all right. She remembered meeting him during the day. Remembered their friends chatting and sunbathing while her and Frank went off to explore. She recalled when the evening came, how they found themselves in a cove like this, alone. She remembered Frank's hands upon her body, the way he made love to her on the sand, how her body shook with pleasure. But she decided to play it cool. She decided to play a little game.
Frank, confused for a moment, turned to face Julie.
She bit her lip again, giving away her thoughts.
Frank laughed and lightly pushed Julie with his shoulder. If Julie was going to play hard to get, Frank would have to play harder. He turned to face Julie and leaned in. His lips gently kissed the spot behind Julie's earlobe.
Julie let out a quiet moan.
Frank continued to lightly kiss and lick down her neck to her collarbone, savoring every moment. He could hear Julie's breathing quicken. He paused for a moment before returning to her ear and whispering, Frank, without losing eye contact, reached for the zip on Julie's sweater. Slowly, he unzipped it, exposing Julie's breasts. Her nipples were hard and aching for his touch. He slid the jumper off her shoulders and cast it aside on the sand. Frank leaned in to kiss Julie, and as he did so, she lay back onto the sand. Her body looked exquisite in pale moonlight. He took her arms by the wrists and placed them above her head. His body close to hers, he asked.
Julie smiled. She knew what was coming next, but wished to savor the moment.
His breath hot on Julie's neck, Frank whispered into her ear. Frank pulled away and stood up. He began to undress.
Julie watched Frank with eager eyes. His body against the backdrop of the stars and rippling ocean made her temperature rise. She felt a warmth between her legs. She rubbed her thighs together involuntarily. Frank noticed. Julie gladly accepted. She slid out of her remaining clothes, tossing them aside, and lay back on the beach towel.
Frank watched. He watched as Julie lay back, her knees bent and legs spread. His cock grew hard. He took it in his hand and began to stroke.
Julie ran her hands across her breasts. Was it the cool sea breeze making her nipples so erect? Or the excitement of possibly getting caught? She ran her hands down her body and parted her soft lips for Frank.
Frank watched as Julie revealed herself to him. He could tell she was ready for his cock. Her fingers danced quickly and urgently over her clit.
Julie beckoned Frank to take a seat next to her on the sand. He obliged. Once seated, Julie gently pushed him backwards and climbed on top. She didn't mount his cock yet, but instead squeezed her heavy breasts as she rotated her hips. The glistening head of Frank's cock rubbed her clit, making her wetter than she already was.
Frank watched Julie with hunger in his eyes. He felt his balls tighten.
Julie couldn't wait any longer. She needed him now. Frank set up to meet Julie. She took his throbbing dick in her hand and guided it to her slick entrance. She gasped. Julie put her hands on Frank's shoulders, and looking him in the eyes, she sat down hard on his cock, pushing him deep inside of her. She's never been filled so perfectly.
Frank took Julie's ass and thighs in his hands, helping to guide her hips up and down along his shaft.
Julie wrapped her legs around Frank's back, her arms around his neck. She continued to gyrate and rock on his thick cock, the soft skin on their bodies moving against one another, moving in time. They knew they wouldn't last long.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The top of 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 the top of